82-year-old woman has been reunited with a purse she lost 65 years ago when she was a teenager in high school. The year was 1954, and Rosemary Clooney was number one on the charts. We now get the chance to ask the question everyone has been wondering about. How did the school find your purse?
The school was being demolished for a new building, and amongst old bricks, dirt, and rubble, they found my purse. You know, I got this from my mother for my 16th birthday, to go to dances and such. Beautiful, beautiful black silk with this spiraling pattern on it. And, oh boy, was my mom angry when I lost it.
Martha's ID was still inside the purse, so the next thing for the school in Indiana to do was to reach out on social media and track her down.
Lost and found alert. Martha Ina Ingham's handbag from 1954 has been found in the demolition. We would love to return it to her or her family.
And it worked. One of Marty's relatives saw the post and let her know. Martha, who goes by the nickname Marty, now lives thousands of miles away in Florida. The crew mailed the purse all the way to Florida, where it was reunited with its owner at long last.
It brings back a lot of memories, a lot of people I haven't heard from in a long time.
So what was inside her purse? There was a Jefferson High School 1953 to 1954 basketball schedule, a lipstick, and a pin. Contents also included a bus schedule and a note from an admirer asking Martha to prom. The note read,
"Dear Marty, I've heard that Paul has asked you to go to the prom with him. If he hasn't, I would like very much to take you. Love, Torchy. P.S. If you've already consented to go with Paul, please forget that I have asked. If he has asked you but you haven't consented yet, please consider my invitation."
The letter continued. And in fact, Marty turned the guy down. Instead, she went to the prom with a student named Carter. The prom photos were still inside the purse. But what else did Marty find in the old purse?
There was my track and field ribbon, which I was very proud of at the time, my compact makeup kit, still intact, and a very old piece of Juicy Fruit chewing gum, which is the type I still chew today.
Martha is more than happy to be reunited with her old purse. But of course, this story leaves one to wonder, will other items turn up in the remodel of this school? And which other treasures are hidden in the thousands and thousands of schools all over the USA?